Welcome to Eternal Good News, the Gospel according to Mark. Who was Mark? Mark was John Mark, the son of Mary. Mary was a cousin of Barnabas. Barnabas was a Levite, we find written in Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Mary, the mother of John Mark, lived in Jerusalem. She had a house there with a gate. She had servants. Christians gathered at Mary's house when Peter was in prison. So John Mark was an Israelite from Jerusalem. John Mark went on the first missionary journey with Paul and Barnabas, we read in Acts chapter 13. Mark went with Barnabas on the second missionary journey to Cyprus. That's recorded in Acts chapter 15. Later, Mark was with the Apostle Paul in Rome during Paul's first imprisonment, Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. Paul also wrote to Philemon from Rome near the end of Paul's first imprisonment and gave greetings from Mark, who was with Paul. Philemon chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. Possibly Mark went from Rome to Colossae in A.D. 63, which was his intention, as mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. A study of the chronology of Acts is given in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, volume 4, beginning at page 2270. Also, Sir William Ramsay did some calculations and determined a date in the book of Acts. This is recorded in his book, St. Paul, the Traveler and the Roman Citizen, page 289. The Apostle Paul did not mention the Apostle Peter in his letters from Rome. During Paul's first imprisonment in Rome, Paul wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. Paul sent greetings from those who were with him in Rome, but not from Peter. Evidently, Peter was not in Rome at that time, which was A.D. 60 through 62. Paul was set free and left Rome in A.D. 62. Paul went to Ephesus, Philippi in Macedonia, and Colossae. Paul also preached in Crete, we learn from Titus chapter 1, verse 3. He intended to spend the winter in Nicopolis in western Greece, Titus chapter 3, verse 12. Possibly Paul went on to Spain as he had planned, Romans chapter 15, verse 24. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, "She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you. So does Mark, my son." Mark was with Peter when he wrote the first epistle of Peter. In Revelation chapter 17 and 18, Babylon is a cryptic name for Rome. Scholar Clement of Alexandria lived from about 150 to 215. He wrote that Peter and Mark were together in Rome when Mark began to write the Gospel according to Mark. Ecclesiastical History, Book 6, Chapter 14. 1 Peter, Chapter 3, prepared Christians for suffering and persecution. However, there is no indication that the persecution by Nero and the Roman government had already started. It seems that Peter was in Rome after Paul had been released from his first imprisonment. Peter wrote the first epistle of Peter before the beginning of the persecution of Christians by the Roman government of Nero. The persecution of Christians began after the great fire in Rome, which is about July 64. If Babylon in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13 means literally Babylon on the Euphrates River, then Mark was with Peter there before the Roman persecution. Then later they went to Rome or were sent there. Early Christian scholars have written that Mark wrote the Gospel according to Mark when Mark was with Peter in Rome and handed it down after Peter died. Ecclesiastical History, Book 6, Chapter 14, and also in the book Against Heresies, Book 3, Chapter 1. Peter wrote, "Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me." 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. When Peter wrote the second epistle of Peter, he knew that he would soon die. Most likely, Mark and Peter were together in Rome while Paul was free after his first imprisonment. The persecution by Nero of Christians was started in A.D. 64. Probably Peter was crucified in A.D. 65, and the gospel according to Mark was handed down in A.D. 65 for the Romans. The gospel according to Matthew was written about A.D. 45 for the Jews. The first Christians were Jews and needed the gospel early. The gospel according to Luke was written about A.D. 59 for the Gentiles. Both of these books were written before the gospel according to Mark. The gospel according to Mark was written after Matthew and Luke. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, we learn that Mark was later in Ephesus with Timothy when Paul wrote 2 Timothy from Rome. No mention is made of Peter being in Rome when Paul wrote 2 Timothy during his second imprisonment in Rome. Paul told Timothy, "Get Mark and bring him with you." In 2 Timothy, we learn that before Paul was imprisoned the second time, he had then recently been to Troas, Miletus, and Corinth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 and 20. Eusebius gave 67 as the date of Paul's execution. Chronicon. Nero died in 68. Eusebius wrote, "It is related that in his, Nero's reign, Paul was beheaded in Rome itself, and that Peter was also crucified." Ecclesiastical History, Book 2, Chapter 25. The Apostle Peter was an eyewitness of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Peter was inspired by the Holy Spirit in what he preached. Jesus had promised his apostles the Holy Spirit. Listen to John chapter 14, verse 26, what Jesus said. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." John chapter 14, verse 26. Later, Jesus promised the apostles in John chapter 16, verse 13, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. The apostle Peter was guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth, and the Spirit brought to Peter's remembrance all things that Jesus had said to him. Mark recorded what the inspired Peter preached. You can read and study what Peter preached, which is recorded in the Gospel according to Mark. Peter was an eyewitness of the life of Christ and an inspired apostle of Christ. Mark was an evangelist. He had the laying on of the hands of an apostle, receiving gifts of the Holy Spirit, as it was with Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Mark would have had the gifts of wisdom and the word of knowledge through the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Peter gave Mark such instruction as was necessary. Ecclesiastical History, Book 3, Chapter 37. Marcus Q is a fictitious, non-existent document. The source Q of Mark is the eyewitness testimony of the Apostle Peter. From history, we learn that Mark wrote the gospel in Rome for the Romans. In the Greek text, there are some Latin words. Mark translated four Aramaic words for Gentiles to understand. Professor Etta Linnemann listed 187 Greek words used in Mark that were not used in Matthew and Luke. In her book, Is There a Synoptic Problem? Pages 133 and 34, published by Baker Books in 1992. Each gospel is an independent historical witness of the life of Christ. 21.02% of the gospel according to Mark cannot be found in Matthew or Luke. Linnemann, page 101. 21.02% of Mark is unique information that you need to know. 258 additional minor details are given in Mark that are not given in Matthew or Luke, a total of 2,023 words. Linnemann, pages 99 through 101. Greek scholar Professor Hugo McCord wrote, "A count of the Greek words unique to each of the three Gospels shows Matthew with 13,590, Mark with 5,743, Luke with 16,211, thus showing the independent work of three witnesses, not only one. There are four Gospels that give you four independent historical testimonies of eyewitnesses to the life of Jesus Christ, his teaching, his deeds, and his resurrection. You need to study each of the four Gospels so that you can learn to know Messiah Jesus and come to believe in him. Jesus said, 'Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.'" Mark chapter 13, verse 31. Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Listen now to Mark chapter 14, verses 61 and 62. Again the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." Mark chapter 14, verses 61 and 62. The gospel, the good news, is that Messiah Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. You will meet Jesus, the Messiah, when you appear before him on the day of judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Amen. If you would like a free printed copy of this Bible study, a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free book, Origin of the Cosmos and the Evidences of God, write to the Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is the Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Germaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go.